You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Jammu and Kashmir's Srinagar on 7th March and will participate in the Viksit Bharat Viksit Jammu Kashmir program, according to a government release on Wednesday. During the program at Bakshi Stadium in Srinagar, the Prime Minister will dedicate to the nation about 5,000 crore rupees worth program, the Holistic Agriculture Development Program, for boosting the agri-economy in Jammu Kashmir. He will also dedicate to the nation and launch multiple projects related to the tourism sector worth more than 1,400 crore rupees under Swadesh Darshan and Pilgrimage Rejuvenation and Spiritual Heritage Augmentation Drive Scheme, including the project for integrated development of Hajratbal Shrine, Srinagar. The Prime Minister will also launch the Dekho Apna Desh People's Choice Tourist Destination Poll and Chalo India Global Diaspora campaign. The top leadership of the Congress will meet in the national capital on Thursday to finalize the party's candidates for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections amid speculation that Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi Vadra may contest from Uttar Pradesh. The first meeting of the Congress Central Election Committee, CEC, that considers and decides on candidates for Lok Sabha polls is being held at 6 p.m. on 7th March, AICC General Secretary, Communications, Jairam Ramesh said in a post on X. Top leaders, including President Mallikarjun Khadge and former Chief Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi, will be present at the meeting, besides other senior leaders who are part of the panel. The Congress has not declared any candidate so far. Last week, the BJP came out with its first list of 195 candidates for the Lok Sabha elections. Congress sources said the party is likely to declare its first list of candidates soon to enable the candidates to start their poll campaign. A missile attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels on a commercial ship in the Gulf of Aden on Wednesday killed three of its crew members and forced survivors to abandon the vessel, the U.S. military said. It was the first fatal strike in a campaign of assaults by the Iranian-backed group over Israel's war on Hamas in the Gaza Strip. The attack on the Barbados-flagged, Liberian-owned bulk carrier True Confidence further escalates the conflict on a crucial maritime route linking Asia and the Middle East to Europe that has disrupted global shipping. The Houthis have launched attacks since November, and the U.S. began an airstrike campaign in January that so far hasn't halted their attacks. Young India opener Yashasvi Jaiswal on Wednesday broke into the top 10 of the ICC rankings for test batters for the first time in his career on the back of his tremendous form in the ongoing home series against England. Jaiswal, who made his test debut in 2023, jumped to places to be at 10th spot with 727 rating points to his kitty. In red-hot form with the bat against England, Jaiswal has already created history by joining an exclusive club of Indian batters to have scored 600 and more runs in a test series. He is the lone left-handed batter to have achieved the feat. The 22-year-old is only the fifth Indian ever to have crossed the 600-run mark in a test series, with others being Sunil Gavaskar, Dilip Sardesai, Rahul Dravid and Virat Kohli. The woman in charge of weapons on the set of the Alec Baldwin movie, Rust, where a cinematographer was shot dead, was convicted Wednesday of involuntary manslaughter. A jury in New Mexico took just over 2 hours to find Henna Gutierrez guilty over the death of Helena Hutchins in October 2021 during filming of the budget western. A 10-day trial heard how, as the armorer, Gutierrez had been ultimately responsible for the use of live rounds on set, a red line across the industry. The court had also heard how she had repeatedly failed to adhere to basic safety rules, leaving guns unattended on set, and allowing actors including Baldwin to wave the weapons around.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HTSmartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.